Welcome to the Unnamed Podcast. My name is Allie Mae.
Yep. And my name is Ashley.
I'm Quessy.
Today, we are going to be talking about what we will be doing in the future.
Very impromptu session. Episode.
Yeah, we're winging it because that's just sometimes what you got to do.
Episode one, working out the kinks.
Working out the kinks, exactly. So I am Ashley, and I got into hypnosis because, or hypnotherapy, because I noticed that in regular therapy settings that people were not changing. Like, people would come to me with severe problems, and they would know what to do. They knew what they had to stop doing, and they knew they wanted to change, but something was really stopping them from changing. And I came across this YouTube video talking about hypnotherapy and how it's the new therapy or the best way to go if you want to really change or something. And then I came across the Academy. And when I enrolled, I knew I was home. So here I am.
Love it. Okay, I'm Allie Mae. I found out about hypnotherapy on a walk with my dog, believe it or not. There's a hypnotherapy office, and I was kind of like, you know, on a journey in life of trying to figure out what to do during the pandemic. I used to be a video producer. Shoots in Chicago weren't happening, obviously, during the pandemic. So I just kind of looked up and I'm like, what's hypnotherapy? And then I started researching it. And I found myself enrolled in some online classes. And all of a sudden, my depression that I had been struggling with for like 30 plus years was being resolved, you know, because mm-hmm. of the tools that hypnotherapy gives us, which y'all will learn about soon. Spoiler alert. But yeah, I enrolled in the Hypnotherapy Academy of America. I met these two wonderful ladies, and now they're dragging me into their podcast because they love me.
Yes, we
True
do.
True story.
All right, Quessy.
And I'm Quessy. I came to hypnotherapy through tragedy. Mm-hmm. So I lost my mom in 2020 and my brother and my grandma. And then at the tail end of 2020, I lost the love of my life. And I went days, weeks, and months of sleeping in my bed. I did not want to get up. I didn't want to do anything. I didn't want to take care of my kids. I didn't want to take care of myself. I didn't want to talk to anybody. So some concerned family members were talking to me about seeking traditional therapy. And I was like, you know, it's probably time that I get out of bed. So I started looking into therapy again. But what held me back was remembering my past therapeutic experience with talk therapy and how it makes you feel better just talking about it initially, but then at some point you get to a roadblock because you just keep talking about it. So I wanted to look into other routes, other forms of therapy, and I ran into hypnotherapy. I started watching YouTube videos on hypnotherapy. I never tried it. I also ran into the Academy's website, and like a light bulb just went off in my head. And I felt like this is what I need to do. Like, not only do I need to experience this for myself, but this is like the path that I need to be on. Like, I heard it, I received it, and I did it. So went on that journey, and I can 100% say that it has transformed me. As far as my grief is concerned, like, of course, those feelings will always come up because those are people that I love. But how I handle it and how I am able to find joy and happiness and peace and comfort now is amazing. Like, it hasn't even been a year since my boyfriend passed, and hypnotherapy really helped me through that. And, you know, with the, as these sessions, as these episodes go on, you'll learn more about how you can tap into your own internal resources to find the peace that you need and get you on your own healing journey.
Yes, yes, yes.
Namaste.
Yeah, I feel like everyone is on a journey. A lot of people don't know what that journey entails, but it's not about knowing what the journey entails. It's about enjoying each moment.
You can show up to your first hypnotherapy session with one sentence goal: I want to love myself more. And hypnotherapy is going to take you exactly where you need to go to be able to find those ways of loving yourself again and appreciating yourself. It seems like a lot of my clients, it's like we kind of start with a goal and then it always just turns into self-love. I need more self-love, you know? And so the beauty of hypnotherapy is that it's complementing your subconscious mind, because at the end of the day, your subconscious mind knows what it needs, yes. Right?
Yes. And just knowing that you're on the journey already, you know, mm-hmm. and giving yourself the leeway to feel these emotions that come up and be more forgiving of yourself. You know, you don't have to beat yourself up every time you have a bad day or every time you react in a way that you don't deem fit, or you learn how to love yourself more. And that's the most important thing. You can't love anybody else until you
love yourself.
Yep. And you can only love someone as much as you love yourself. So
exactly.
If that cap is at a certain cap, then you can't mm-hmm. give any more than what you already have.
And you attract what you are.
Exactly. How about we kind of just dive into what the hell is hypnosis anyway?
Right.
I'm sure you guys have the same experience as me, as like, for example, driving somewhere and you kind of forget that you're even driving, and you arrive at your destination like, what the hell? Like, how did I get here? I'm just on autopilot. And mm-hmm. I think that's an example of what hypnosis is. It's just being in that natural state of mind where everything is off. Everything is off. You're so open. You are open. Yeah.
Receptive. Yeah, I notice it. I notice it like every day, right? Like, I got a tattoo a couple weekends ago, and I'm like, you realize like you're going into hypnosis when you're giving me this tattoo. And he's like, oh shit. Uh-huh. Yeah. When I'm watching a movie or reading a good book, listening to music, dancing is big. That's all trance, right? Uh-huh. It's just, mm-hmm. it's very much a natural state of mind, where your inner critic, if you will, is relaxed.
Mm-hmm. So that's what hypnosis is. And I'm sure we're going to be diving into it a little bit more when we continue with our episodes. But I think we should probably talk about what we expect to give the listeners, what we expect out of ourselves, what we are looking to do, how we're looking to grow.
We cover a lot of topics. We just talk about life, you know? Mm-hmm. We talk about our own personal experiences, and we talk about like astrology and tarot readings, and we cover a lot of ground. Mm-hmm. I think it just, you know, like on a personal level, I think this little bond that we've developed has helped me grow also, you right. know, because I'm able to be more accountable for my feelings, for my actions.
Accountability. That's yes. the word I've been thinking the whole time. Yeah,
exactly. Because just talking about it with you guys, I understand what techniques and what things I need to do in my daily life to change those negative habits or, you know, what have you.
Right. And just having a space where you can freely talk about stuff. And, you know, I feel like we're all on the same journey. We're at the same point in our careers where we are wanting to expand and spread our wings and kind of just really be hypnosis, you know.
And the three of us, our lives have been so profoundly and positively impacted by hypnotherapy, by hypnosis, by this relationship that we all just, we just want to share it with everybody.
Exactly. Yep. And share our experiences. You know, we have, we've already had experiences with clients, and we'd like to share those journeys with you too. Of course, they'll remain anonymous. And hopefully it gets you listeners out there more intrigued into hypnotherapy and just, you know, getting you on your own personal journey to love and health and wealth.
Yeah. And also I would say the spiritual side of things, because I just feel like spirituality has changed over the years. Like, it's no longer what religion are you, but are you spiritual? You know what I mean? So just, yeah, being on this spiritual journey, talking about manifestation, the shit is real. Talking about all those things that a few years ago would be like, what the hell are these people talking about? what the hell is a horoscope? What the hell is a moon sign? You know,
I'm a Scorpio witchcraft. And an Aries. What? And a Taurus? What?
Right?
So, that's witchcraft.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I would say it's just kind of bringing these taboos to the surface and really getting into it and talking about it, because the shit is real.
You know, that stuff, astrology and the cosmos and the human connection with the cosmos has been around longer than religion. And that's what people don't understand. You know, ancient civilizations based their whole city practices, beliefs, farming, worshiping around the cosmos.
Yeah.
Period. Like, read about it, people.
Maybe our first episode can be, or our next episode can be, talking about manifestation. And I know we kind of talked about it a little, Questy, last week. And something actually happened to me that same day. I just remember journaling something a few weeks ago. And it was like, on or before a certain day, October something, I will receive $5,000 from a source or something like that. And I remember the day when we were all supposed to meet up, I'm like, okay, well, let me just go ahead and browse through some of my stocks and see what's going on. And I realized that one of my stocks hit $5,000.
No way.
And yeah, over $5,000, like 5,900 and something. And I'm like,
I just got the chills again. I got the chills the first time she told me, and I got them again.
Man, I'm like, what the heck is really going on? And this was not the first time that I've randomly manifested something. Like, I manifested my car, my home, literally everything. And I'm so passionate about manifestation that I'm ready to talk about it. Like, I'm just ready to put everybody on, or, you know, encourage people to really look into manifesting, because it's real.
Yep. Speak it into existence. Write it into existence. See it into existence.
You got to believe it, right? Can't just say, oh, I want this.
Right. See it, believe it, write it down, put a date on it, and always, always, always speak in present tense.
Right.
Don't say, I will, say, I have. I have $5,000 from a source by.
Yeah. By, right.
December 18th. Write that down.
Exactly.
I'm taking notes, ladies. I'm taking notes.
Exactly.
And also, you remember we kind of talked about also when manifesting that it is best not to attach it to anything.
Mm-hmm.
Like every time we're ready to manifest something, we know what we want. We kind of think about how are we going to receive this? Like it's going to come through this way. That's just what our brains just naturally do. It kind of connects it to something like, mm-hmm. okay, I want to manifest this. This is the possibility. This is that possibility. But the thing about manifesting is when you want something, you have to speak it, affirm it, and let it go. You're not supposed to attach it to anything because it really stifles the energy. You're supposed to just leave it open and not attach it to anything at all. And I know, I think that's the hardest part. Mm-hmm. And I think that's where people really get hung up on not receiving what they want.
So I just had a question about like attachments, like specifically, what would you say attachments are? Is that like,
so for example, when I was manifesting the $5,000, when I close my eyes and I think about it and I affirm that I want it, my mind would naturally go to somewhere where I think it may come from. And that is the attachment part where you try to pin it on something.
You're trying to figure it out.
Yeah, you're trying to figure out where it's going to come from, because our brains need logical cause. It's so hard not to have something logical to back it up. It's so mm-hmm. hard to manifest something and just let it go without thinking, okay, there must be some sort of logic where it could come from. Like our brains naturally do that. So that is the attachment part of it. So it is practicing non-attachment, literally. I think many of us that are in a spiritual community or have spiritual backgrounds or is on a spiritual journey, we hear this: practice non-attachment, don't attach yourself.
Meditation.
Yeah, meditate, things like that. And with manifestation, in order for it to be successful, you cannot attach it to anything.
It's like thinking about it a lot, an attachment. If you're constantly thinking about it.
If you are thinking about it in a positive manner, mm-hmm. if you are thinking about it and also acting as if it already exists.
And visualizing it,
then you are doing what you need to do. I mean, I think with manifesting, yes, you need to let it go. But no, there is still some work that needs to be done in the process, which also includes as acting as if you already have it.
Mm-hmm. I'm writing my manifestations right now. And they also have to be realistic, right? Within a realistic time frame. So I can't be like, I'm going to have an Escalade tomorrow.
Have you guys ever manifested anything?
I have manifested money.
Okay.
I guess the most recent for me was, you know, honestly, like on that walk with Abe, I'm like, I'm going to figure out what job I'm going to go on this walk with my dog and I'm going to figure out my future because I'm sick of not knowing what I'm going to do right now.
Mm-hmm.
And I just so happened to walk past that building and I looked up. I think that was part of the plan for me, but I also think that manifestation, you know, had a lot to do with it.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't necessarily, you know, as knowledgeable then. So I wasn't like writing it down or anything like that, but, I was thinking about it.
Right. And that's all you really have to do. And also I remember putting the Academy on my vision board as well.
Mm-hmm.
And this was before I even registered or anything. I just came across the Academy printed, like the logo or something, and I sticked it on my vision board.
So you guys are going to hear us talk about the Academy a lot. So basically the three of us met at the Hypnotherapy Academy of America, and it is located in New Mexico with Quessy. But Ashley and I, our Midwestern butts, were able to attend because with the pandemic, they're offering all their classes virtually. So we were able to learn all these awesome hypnotherapy techniques virtually, therefore being able to make our businesses telehypnotherapy. Now, Ashley does see clients in person because she's already established as a therapist, but Yeah, it's really cool being able to do it, being able to do it over Zoom, you know, from the privacy and comfort of your own home or office.
And it can also be argued that hypnotherapy is actually more effective via telehypnosis, because you, the person who's being hypnotized, are able to be in your own comfortable environment, your home.
Yes.
You don't have to drive and go through traffic or, you know, get ready for your appointment. You can just be at home, comfortable.
Yeah, you're already settled when you're going into the mm-hmm. session, as opposed to like, oh, you know, I might be late, I'm stressing out, this traffic, Chicago, mm-hmm. where am I going to park?
New environment, sounds, smells, you know.
Right.
Furniture you're not familiar with.
Am I going to fart during this? Yes, you are going to fart. You are going to fart because you're resting and relaxing and digesting during hypnosis.
Not so necessarily, people. Don't
fart away at home.
Look, if you fart during one of my sessions, I'm hanging up. No, I'm just kidding.
You can count yourself out.
My client, she, every time we are in session and she goes in, her stomach starts growling, and there's a lot of movement going on.
The most common sign that I always notice when my clients have gone in is, you know, the fluttering of their eyelids. Also like the sigh, the hypnotic sigh, mm-hmm. where they're like, you know, they get to that point where they're really deep in hypnosis and they just release that long, deep breath. And mm-hmm. if you have not experienced it, I highly suggest it's similar to meditation, but it's different because you're being guided for mm-hmm. one, and you have things to focus on. Whereas in meditation, you're trying to get rid of all the focus of everything else. Yeah. But in hypnosis, you're actually focusing on something to get you to a point of trance. So there's plenty of guided hypnosis, self-hypnosis sessions on YouTube. So I would highly suggest, you know, trying one of those out and just getting into it for yourselves.
The beauty of it too, Quessy, and you were kind of getting into this earlier too, you know, saying, well, talk therapy, you just so much talk about, like in my case, it was like, well, we're talking about me being sad. We're talking about me being sad. Hypnosis, you're focusing on what you want instead, the positive mm-hmm. result. And so the type of hypnotherapy methodology that we learned is called integral hypnotherapy. And it means that you play an integral role in your hypnotherapy. It's like how I like to explain it to my clients and co-therapists. You know, you do more work than we do, essentially. Exactly. You're just, you know, you're just as responsible and play a part in coming up with these positive suggestions. We write them together. We write the imagery together so that when you're, and you approve them, so that when you're in a state of hypnosis, that's what's being input directly into your subconscious mind. So it's just all exactly. this positive stuff that's going, it's literally just downloading. It's essentially reframing your subconscious mind just mm-hmm. with your approval.
Yep. Right. With your approval. And I think that's where a lot of people kind of get stuck on, is someone going to be in control of me? Am I going to lose my free will? And hypnosis actually allows you to gain control of your mind, not lose mm-hmm. control of your mm-hmm. mind. Mm-hmm. A lot of the times, many of us, we run into thoughts that we can't shut off, and hypnosis allows you to focus on something specific.
Yeah, absolutely.
Essentially putting all of your energy into something that you really want. And also yeah. the thing about hypnosis and working with a hypnotherapist is that you discover things that are holding you back from getting to the goal. It allows you to literally align yourself with the goal, because many of us, we want things, but we are not aligned with the goal. So hypnotherapy is really about aligning yourself to essentially get what you want.
Mm-hmm. Yep. It's like an inner motivation almost. Mm-hmm. It gives you that boost of whatever you need to get up and start acting on the things that you want. You mm-hmm. know, you, if you have a problem with procrastinating all the time, hypnotherapy can help you to get your ass up and get moving towards mm-hmm. your goal. And also to go back on what hypnotherapy is not, a hypnotherapist cannot pull your deep, dark secrets out of you.
Mm-hmm. And hypnosis is not a truth serum. You are in control the entire time of what you exactly. say.
And you're aware, even though you're in a relaxed state, you're still aware of what is going on. It's nothing like you see on TV, in the movies, on YouTube, on TikTok, wherever you're seeing these crazy hypnosis. That's entertainment hypnosis. Mm-hmm. And it's something totally different. And believe me, those participants are willing to do whatever crazy stuff they're doing.
And those hypnotherapists didn't take a 500-hour program like we did.
They surely did not.
And I would say also that there may be times where you're experiencing a hypnosis session and something may come up that is very emotional or really hard to deal with. However, we are trained to help people overcome that while in hypnosis. Mm-hmm. So that's what makes our training so much more different.
Yeah. We help you to like review the situation outside of the situation, not mm-hmm. actually experiencing the situation again, but you're able to take yourself out of it and look at it from a distance so that you can detach the emotions that you had with it.
Mm-hmm. And also revisit that experience that likely happened when you were younger and it was traumatic. And now that you're an adult, you can go back and revisit it again, like Quessy said, from the outside looking in, but gain some clarity and some insight mm-hmm. into why you are not to blame.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Yeah. We personally had this experience, me and Ashley, last week with our session together. She did a session with me where I went back and visited some old, you know, kind of lingering emotions that I developed in childhood. And I was able to revisit them as an adult and detach myself from that emotion. And I can honestly say that I don't have that emotion around it anymore when I think about it. I don't cringe, you know?
Mm-hmm. It's beautiful.
It is beautiful.
I love this work.
Me too.
Me too. Three. Yeah, that is all for today. I think moving forward, we just have so many ideas that are going to blossom. So yeah. Stick with us.
And also, if you guys have any questions about hypnotherapy, what it works for, any type of questions, you know, just shoot them our way in the comments. Leave us your questions in the comments. And thank you for joining us.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.